LKSD is in the process of designing or building new school facilities in Eek, Tintatuliak, Athmathlok, and Napakiak. In the last school board meeting, Director of Operations Ed Picar reported that starting a few months ago, Village's COVID-19-related travel restrictions had halted work at some sites. But since then, he said those restrictions have eased, and construction crews have resumed work. Throughout, Picar said, LKSD has been working with each village to comply with any restrictions that exist.
We have not gone to any village without approval from each village.
One of the villages where a new school is being built is Tintatuliak. The tribal administrator there, Deanna White, said the community reopened to travel May 15th.
Seeing that there wasn't that many cases popping up around Bethel and the surrounding villages, and YKHC is doing COVID tests when Alaska Airlines or people from Anchorage come in.
She said Tintatuliak is requiring LKSD's construction workers from outside the YK Delta to receive a test for COVID-19 before coming to the village. Plus, they must stay confined to their living quarters or the work site for 2 weeks upon arrival. In June, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 10 cases of COVID-19. White says Tintatuliak has not reinstated a travel ban as a result, but she says the village would reconsider if coronavirus starts to spread within the YK Delta.
If there's like a bigger outbreak of this COVID, we would go on lockdown for sure.
White says if Tintatuliak locks down again, the existing construction workers would be allowed to stay. Superintendent Dan Walker says a team is also in Napakiak. The village of Napakiak is eroding away, and with the school right on the riverbank, the district has already been forced to move the school's fuel tanks, leaving potentially contaminated ground beneath. Walker says workers are now cleaning up the ground and should finish this summer. There are also engineers and architects in Napakiak designing a new school to be built further away from the river. There's no money yet to build a school, but the district has designated Napakiak as its top priority for capital project funding from the state. The school district has also begun cleaning up debris from the Kilbuck School fire of 2015. The demolition contract was awarded to Atna Global LLC for $2.5 million, and the company was due to begin work June 9th. Walker says the district is planning to build a new campus next to Bethel Regional High School. But to fund construction, the district must resolve its dispute with its insurance companies over what it's owed for its claim for the fire. Walker said the COVID-19 pandemic has put any settlement discussions on pause. LKSD is suing its insurance companies, with the jury trial scheduled for July of 2021. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.